I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate, May 17th. A pretty semicircle of stars crowns the sky on spring and summer nights. Corona Borealis, the Northern Crown. It's in the east as night falls now and stands high overhead a few hours later. In a couple of months, it'll be overhead at nightfall. Most of the semicircle isn't very bright. You need pretty dark skies to see it. It stands out because of the tight pattern with a fairly bright star at the center, Alpheca, the bright one. Alpheca is really a binary, two stars locked in a gravitational embrace. The heavier of them is about three times as massive as the Sun, thousands of degrees hotter and dozens of times brighter. Its companion is a little smaller and fainter than the Sun. The stars are quite close together, an average of about half the distance between the Sun and its closest planet, Mercury. The stars orbit each other once every 17 and a half days, and they're lined up in such a way that we see the fainter star pass in front of the brighter one, an eclipse. When that happens, Alpheca dims by a few percent. That's not enough for most of us to notice with the eye alone, but it's an easy catch for astronomical instruments. Instruments also see a disk of debris around the stars. It extends billions of miles into space. It consists mainly of small grains of dust, material left over from the formation of Alpheca itself. We'll talk about a pair of stars in Hercules tomorrow. We have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.